Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
If this is like the greatest show in the history of time, which I'm not sure that it will be.
And Kelly Gramling.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour three, Out of Bounds. I'm really upset with intern Sanders because he did such a good job chronicling our ACC football kickoff that we now have this evidence that Kelly Gramlich used magnetized beanbags in cornhole.
Magnet gate.
Magnet gate. Cornhole gate. Oh, man, classic.
You can see this behind-the-scenes footage of cornhole from ACC kickoff on my Twitter.
At Kelly Graham.
You can just check it out.
Goodness gracious.
It's just a small clip of, it's a small representation of the bigger game, if you will. But it's just a few beanbags going into a hole.
Yeah, a few. Not mine necessarily. I don't know why Sanders just assumed I wasn't going to make them. Like, he didn't even bring the camera over there.
There was no need.
And I'm sure I made at least one.
Eh. I think this was early the game, before you were really warmed up.
Goodness gracious. This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Zero Res. Impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets. Using powered water so there's no residue, no odors, no toxic chemicals. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Call them 558-7300. That's 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res. Real quickly, before we get to Gary Stokin, the North Carolina schedule. This is their schedule this year. And again, they lost quarterback, running backs, wide receivers for days. They lost half their defense and their coordinator to weirdly timed retirement. So what do they have coming back? A really difficult schedule. Here's their slate right now. And again, you got to keep in mind, this is not, you know, this is not a schedule that's difficult on its face, but it's difficult for a team that's going to probably be about 500 anyway, which is kind of the point here. The first game is Cal at home. They follow that up with Louisville, okay? Then they play at Old Dominion.
The Monarchs.
Now, the Monarchs probably, I mean, you would imagine that the Monarchs are going to lose to North Carolina. You would imagine that's the case. The problem with that is Old Dominion has some talent. They got some pieces. I'm not ready to chalk that one up just yet. So that should be a win, and that's probably the easiest win in the first three, to be quite honest with you. But if you look at Old Dominion and what they got coming back, you could make the argument, I mean, very rationally, that Old Dominion might be able to win a home game against North Carolina. They won 10 games last year, finished 7-1 in Conference USA.
That's one thing that you have to highlight is that UNC is going to Old Dominion. So it makes it a little more interesting.
They lost at App State by 24 last year and at NC State by 27. So again, they shouldn't win the game, but I'm not chalking it up. Then you play Duke at home. You should win that. Then you're at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's better than North Carolina.
I don't know if you just chalk up the win against Duke. Duke beat UNC last year.
That's a good point. 4-8 Duke beat the Tar Heels.
Duke returns a quarterback. UNC does not.
That's a good point. I kind of was chalking that one up, but maybe you can't.
Rivalry game as well.
Notre Dame at home. Can't assume the win there, can you?
I might feel better about that one than some others because we don't really know what Notre Dame's going to be bringing this year.
You get Virginia at home after that.
That's a win.
Then you get at Virginia Tech.
That's tough.
Tough game.
Remember,
tough
UNC got throttled by Virginia Tech last year.
Yeah, and they're worse. They scored 3 points. Again, that was the monsoon week Notre Dame and NC State played.
But they played in the same monsoon.
They did, and they gave up 34. And they don't have Chizik now, and they don't have any of their offensive pieces except Prohl. Then you get Miami at home, where Miami's better than you. Yeah, they're playing at your place, but they're better than you, and you may have lost 4 or 5 times by now.
Mm-hmm.
Your confidence could be shattered. Now, last year, they went to Miami and won by a touchdown. So maybe they've got some good vibes coming from that. Then they play at Pittsburgh. That's a Thursday night game, which, again, I'm not sure you can chalk that up. They beat Pittsburgh in a wild one by a point. That was a wild game. Then they play Western Carolina. Then they play at NC State, where NC State beat them last year, maybe to save Doran's job.
UNC, over, under 7.5 wins. What would you take?
I would go under 7.5. Well, first of all, I think they're going 5-7, but I would go easily under 7.5. I think 6.5 is a little bit questionable because I can see a path to 6 wins here. But the games that I expect them to win, at Old Dominion, I'm going to say Duke because I think they win that one at home. I'll even give them Notre Dame and Virginia and Western Carolina, and that's it. You got to win one of those other games. Cal, you know, I gave Notre Dame there. I mean, if you beat Cal, that's 6 wins, and you can't lose any of the other ones. They're going to be underdogs a bunch this year. Anyway, that's what I mean with North Carolina. All right, let's go ahead and get to this one. Gary Stokin, the CEO president of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, he was gracious enough to join us. We had a great talk with him about what they're doing in their future. Take a listen.
All right, back here from Out of Bounds of the ACC football kickoff here with Gary Stokin, who's in charge of one of the great operations in college football, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. He joins us right now. Gary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for the nice compliment. Appreciate you guys having us.
Well, it's not for no reason. I mean, you guys have done a wonderful job for a lot of years. I know we were excited to talk to you last year, and this year there are a lot of great things in store for you, really at the start of the year and then end of the year. I mean, there's a lot going on with the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl right now.
Yeah, this is going to be in the history of college football in Atlanta, our greatest year. When you're starting off with what we're calling the GOAT game, the greatest opener of all time with Florida State, Alabama, and then Georgia Tech, Tennessee to honor Bobby Dodd on Monday night, and then move forward to our Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl is going to be our 50th anniversary. Hard to believe, but that'll lead into the Rose Bowl on January 1st. And then the week after, we've got the national championship game. So it's all to be played in the new state-of-the-art, world-class Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I always say that good things come around to you. And what you guys, I mean, I was looking at some of the materials, and already coming in, we've got that mindset that you guys do give back a ton in various ways. And I'm just, you know, I'm a what goes around comes around person. And I know just from the bottom of my heart, I'm appreciative of the charitable work that you guys do. And I got to believe that's a reason for your success. I mean, that really is the heart of this organization, right?
Well, it really is. It's our mission to give back. And we've been blessed to be able to, since 1985, almost going out of business, to fast forward to 2001 through now, we've been able to give $21 million back to the community.
Wow.
We have endowed scholarships of over $5 million at 29 universities that we give to money back to the inner city kids. The Atlanta Public School System, high school kids from Atlanta. Clemson, to give you an example, we're throwing off $20,000 now in our endowed scholarship that some kid from the inner city of Atlanta, whose family has never had anybody graduate college, is able to go to Clemson and get that degree, and we help, you know, pay that college tuition. And they can come back into the community and tell people at Grady High School in the inner city of Atlanta that, hey, I didn't think I could graduate high school, let alone get to college. I've now graduated from Clemson University, and you can do it too. And all of a sudden now those kids aspire to graduate high school and go to Clemson and get a college education as well.
That's awesome, Gary. I just want to ask you personally, as an ACC football media person, Atlanta I see as the center of the South, right? And a lot of people say the SEC is Southern football, but you forget about Florida State, Clemson, NC State, all those schools that also define the South. So is that kind of the goal of this Peach Bowl, to bring together Southern football, whether it's the ACC or the SEC?
Yeah, it's a great point. What we've had success with is and one of the reasons we've been able to evolve is thanks to the ACC and the SEC. What worked for us for so many years at the Peach Bowl, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and then the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl was that ACC-SEC rivalry. The number one and number two alumni bases of all those schools living in metro Atlanta. It's easy drive. As you said, it's kind of the capital of the South, mm-hmm. So people want to come to Atlanta for a lot of reasons. And so what we've done is now that we've evolved to the college football playoff, where like last year we had a semifinal with Alabama and Washington, we don't necessarily get ACC versus SEC guaranteed games. So what we've tried to do is move that kind of format forward in our Chick-fil-A kickoff game. So this year you see Alabama, Florida State, and Georgia Tech, Tennessee, two ACC-SEC clashes in our Chick-fil-A kickoffs.
The variety that you guys have looking ahead and the schedule and the types of matchups that you have, boy, this year, I'm not sure that you could pick a better game there first. And then you talked about the honoring Bobby Dodd with the sort of contrast of styles with Georgia taking Tennessee. I mean, that sort of showcased that weekend for college football. Starting off with Florida State, Alabama, everybody's going to watch. I mean, is there pressure with that? I mean, does it excite you? You nervous? What are the emotions associated with that?
Yeah, similar to, you know, and I give all the credit to Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, who want to play in a game like this, compete Alabama against Florida State, one against two. They want their programs to be number one, so you got to compete against number one, right? We're the same way. We want to be the best bowl organization in the country. We are so in giving back to the community and our contributions, but also from a competitive standpoint, putting on events. And so we have a theme that we use, an external business philosophy called CARE. It's an acronym. C is for customer. The customer is always right and always first. A, bring a great attitude to everything that you do. R, build long-lasting, deep relationships. And E, we strive for excellence in all that we do. And so we have the best staff in the bowl business. We have the best volunteers in the bowl business. And we compete every day, whether it's the kickoff game, whether it's our golf challenge, whether it's our Peach Bowl, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, in all that we do. And that's important. We are not unlike a coach, you know, who gets prepared for his season. We have a season. And for us, it's great to be able to give back through creating these events, but also things like we do at Martin Luther King, you know, Center, to have the kids go through there and experience that, because they are students. And to hear Andrew Young and John Lewis talk about civil rights movement when these kids weren't even born, it's a history lesson for them. So there's so many ways we can impact, you know, our institutions, the players, student athletes go to the institutions, our city through and state through economic impact. You know, these two kickoff games, Chick-fil-A kickoff games and Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, will bring $100 million, over $100 million to the city and the state. That translates down to about $10 million going into the city and the state coffers. So let alone the charitable contribution, the contribution we make to the student athletes, we're also impacting the places where we live in our city and our state.
I saw at your Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl golf challenge,
right,
Coach Sweeney and Roy Williams spoke about their national championship winning seasons.
That was a great night.
What a time to be involved with the ACC. I mean, is there a better time to be involved with that conference?
Yeah, if you think about just through the last 4 years, the success that, you know, having two Heisman Trophy winners, mm-hmm, two national championships, and it starts with the coaches. You know, it starts the schools, obviously. The ADs have to make a commitment to the coaches and the facilities, et cetera. Then the coaches recruiting-wise and building a program. And I think that's what the schools in the ACC are starting to do now. Rather than have a team, they're building a program.
Right.
And there's no one better right now than Dabo Swinney in building a program. You know, what he's doing with his student athletes from all different sides, you know, from his All-In Foundation. You know, that's similar to what we've done. You know, he's doing the same thing, you know, using football, you know, at Clemson to help Clemson University, help the city of Clemson, South Carolina, and the state, and also impact the student athletes that they have at Clemson on the football program.
Visit with Gary Stokin, the CEO and president of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, here on Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar. You know, it's interesting. You talk about the growth from a low point there about 30 years ago where, I mean, that's basically the span of my lifetime, where you guys really built this thing from the ground up. It's not unlike a coach building a program, especially sort of a rebuilding program, correct?
No, you're exactly right. You have to start, and that's what I got from my days in coaching. You know, I'm just an old coach that regrets getting out of coaching and regret it every day. But, you know, what I've tried to do is take those facets of building a program. And the way it starts is you have to have a vision and you have to have a strategy. Ours was in 1998, I went to my board when I took the job in the old CFP era and said, my job is to get us in the CFP. This was the first year it started in 1998. I was unsuccessful, but what we've been doing has all led us to be successful in getting into the college football playoff now. Whether it was starting the Chick-fil-A kickoff games, whether it was moving the College Football Hall of Fame to Atlanta, you know, we've kind of made the strategy and the vision of making Atlanta the college football capital, the epicenter, the mecca of college football. And now this year it's come to fruition in having the Hall of Fame, having the Chick-fil-A kickoff games, having the national championship game, having a college football playoff game. We've been able to elevate through a lot of people's hard work, through great corporate support like Chick-fil-A and Coca-Cola and Delta and Kia, et cetera, through great staff work and volunteer work. It's been fun, just like a coach does, putting a team together, putting a theme on things, and then working your butt off to make it happen. And I always say the destination is not what's important. It's the journey. Enjoy the journey to the destination, and we're having a great time reaching that destination.
Gary, now I know you're an old coach, so you're probably going to say I'm only focused on this year, just the first game, right? But I see some great matchups coming up down the pike. Next year, Auburn-Washington in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. Alabama-Duke coming up in 2020. West Virginia-Florida State. Those are some great matchups. How do you keep securing these awesome matchups to kick off college football?
Yeah, it's interesting. My wife calls me a beautiful mind. In my office, in my house, I have all the recruiting rankings. I have the coaches' contracts. I have the conferences. Because when you talk about the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12, you have to look at, they have 9 conference games. So some years they have 5 home games, some years they have 4. And as an AD, you have to schedule 7 home games to make your budget. And so in those years where, in those conferences, they have 4 home games, those other 3 conference games are gone. So you can't get them to play. But the good thing is in the ACC, SEC, as we talked about earlier, thank God they only have 8 conference games.
Right.
So they can schedule their 7 games at home, make their budget, and there's 1 game left, and that's the game we go after. But we've been helped since we started this with the advent of the CFP era, because now the College Football Playoff Selection Committee demands that you play a better non-conference schedule. So I had an ACC school call me last week, and I had one email me while I'd been up here saying, hey, we have a need to play a Power 5 team in this year. Can you help us by playing in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game? We've also worked with the ACC on those Monday night games that you mentioned, because they have an exclusive TV slot in their contract with ESPN to play unopposed in primetime on Monday night. And so we work with them when they have an opening and they need a game scheduled. We'll try and do 2 games, one on Saturday and one on a Monday.
That's awesome. I love it. And I would imagine that this event's only going to be bigger with the new venue, Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
I mean, how great is that to be able to sort of kick off Mercedes-Benz? I mean, the Falcons don't get to do it. You guys get to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be a phenomenal, awesome experience for the fans, because give credit to Arthur Blank, who's put $1.2 billion of his own money in, but he wanted it to be an unbelievable fan experience. So you're going to pay $2 for a Coke, and you're going to be able to get free refills. You're going to pay, $2 for a pretzel, $3.50 for a Chick-fil-A, just like you buy it in a store. So you're not going to have the huge markups that you typically see at a stadium. That's an awesome commitment by Arthur Blank. The experience in the stadium, I was in there 4 days ago. There's a halo board, they're calling it, which is taller than Jerry Jones' board in Dallas.
Wow.
But goes 360 degrees all the way around the stadium. I mean, you're going to watch the game on that. You're not going to watch it on the field. There's a 100-yard bar. It's just going to be a total immersive experience. Our job is outside the stadium, whether it's our Home Depot tailgate town, our Coca-Cola fan zone, our College Football Hall of Fame, that people can experience college football. And that's what we do with the Chick-fil-A kickoff games. It's a bowl-type atmosphere to kick off, to celebrate the college football season on the front side of the season.
Okay, Gary, you bring up food. I have to ask this question real quick, because you are the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. We are huge Chick-fil-A fans.
At Chick-fil-A
Fantastic.
This morning.
You're
That's
in the
right.
Chick-fil-A drive-through line. What's your go-to order?
You know, I like everything. I don't have one thing. A lot of it depends on how many times I've eaten there that week.
Which is a total fair assessment.
Yeah,
we have that
we
issue
that.
As well.
We
yeah.
And a lot of times is what time of the day it is.
Right.
You know, I'll go like you for breakfast, and then as I'm driving home from work, sometimes at lunch. One of the reasons why we've been so successful, I mentioned the ACC and the SEC, but, you know, the partnership, I don't like the word sponsorship, because we want to create a win-win partnership with everybody we do business with, and Chick-fil-A has really been that. They've been a great partner. They've partnered with us on the kickoff game, on the bowl game, on our golf tournament, and without them, we wouldn't be where we are now. Similar to with our relationship with the ACC, SEC. So great people, great product, and a great partner.
Gary, Always a great time to visit. We look forward to doing it same time next year. And best of luck with all these great games.
I know it's college football season. We're sitting here with you guys and talking football, man. It's ready to go. It's hard to believe it's still 50 days off. I'm ready to tee it off tomorrow.
All right, very good. That's Gary Stokin, the president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. When we come back, we'll dissect his thoughts. We'll get a little out-of-bounds stock watch. We'll set the scene for tomorrow at Dabo Swinney's Media Golf Outing. All that and more when we return from Out of Bounds in just a moment.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
At Spectrum Business, the best business services keep getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-200-6171 to get our new faster internet speeds, up to 100 megabits per second for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features, all for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-200-6171 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get the best value for your business with new, faster internet and advanced voice. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I'm George Jeffries, local GM of Metal Building Supply. As part of Mesco Building Solutions and NCI, we're the Southeast premier supplier of metal building components and pre-engineered building systems. We have an 18,000 square foot facility, and we bring in inventory and special orders every Friday. Call 295-0506 or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont. Whether it's a 30 by 40 for your shop or 100,000 square feet for your business, we have over 40 years of experience to put to work for you.
WCCP.
You know how we roll.
Bye-bye, commercials.
Bye-bye, commercials.
It is out of here!
105.5 The Roar.
Get jazzy on that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Bright and comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got lipstick.
Hi, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You know, appreciate the time from Gary Stokin. Really just an engaging interview on a wide variety of topics. The Alabama-Florida State game. Seminole Ted said crazy they could start this season in Atlanta and end it there.
Wow.
That could happen.
I think so. I liked how, as the president CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, he was very diplomatic when asked what his order at Chick-fil-A is.
All of them.
He said, I like everything. I mean, everything. You know, there's got to be one. Not that Chick-fil-A serves anything that's bad, but there's got to be some orders that you enjoy over others.
They did give us gift cards that basically say you can have anything.
We should use those tomorrow morning.
Ah, yes.
On our
way
up for
Dabbaland.
You going
to wake up early enough to go to Chick-fil-A and get breakfast?
You know, that might be a game time decision, but I will try. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
We'll be there.
That sounds wonderful. Hey, this hour of the program is brought to you by our favorite investment people, RFA. They do such a great job with investment strategies for your small business.
They do. And actually, two good friends. We've had some brunches with them.
We
can't lunch anymore. We're on 12 to 3.
We're brunch people.
But great Clemson guys, Rick and Carson. They are a father-son duo, if you will. Carson is now taking on the brunt of the work, but both Clemson guys. Rick was actually a Clemson cheerleader back in the late 70s, so very much loyal to the orange and purple. Retirement RFA is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations becoming effective June 10th, it's important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Most advisors don't know and don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having working with retirement plans over 30 years, Rick and Carson have the knowledge and the experience needed to make sure you can have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 864-430-8544, and he will take care of you. Rick and Carson, they are a father-son duo. They've been running the business together and are both grads of Clemson. They do corporate retirement plans, mainly do the investment piece. They are full consultants, and they only focus on 401k.
Yeah.
So they are fully versed in everything you would need. They're an independent firm. They focus on employee education, and you're speaking directly with the owners. You don't have to go through a middleman. You don't have to go through a big corporate agency. They will handle your business, your 401k. They will help you find the best plan, and they know what they're doing. They've been doing this for over 30 years. They are a great, experienced father-son duo, and they're Clemson people. You know you can trust a fellow Clemson person. So go visit them today. That's Retirement RFA.
Thanks very much. I want to get to this because a lot happened this weekend. I found it very difficult to whittle the list down. The most important things from the weekend that was in Out of Bounds Stock Watch.
Who's got worth this week? It's time for the Stock Watch on Out of Bounds.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
I don't know where you get your information, son, but I don't like it.
Well, life all comes down to a few moments. This is one of them.
Roller coaster, ups and downs, you know that.
Not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
We'll begin with this. Stock up to Roger Federer. While we all were waiting for Wimbledon to be over, Roger Federer did something that historically has never been done. He won his eighth Wimbledon championship. He passed Pete Sampras and William Renshaw, who won seven titles in the 140-year history of the event. Federer with his eighth. He was the first player since 1976, joining only Bjorn Borg as players who won the championship without dropping a single set.
That's crazy.
An hour 41 minutes for the championship clinching match against Marin Cilic.
And he's 36?
35.
He's 35?
35. 6-3, 6-1, 6-4 in the finale on Sunday.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Good for Rog.
Great job, Roger. You know, he was wiping tears from his eyes. He seemed very emotionally overcome with the accomplishment. It's nice to see, especially late in their careers, guys get like that, where they start to understand, like, okay, this may be the last one. This may be the last chance I get to do this. The historical nature of some of these things, it can bring about some emotion.
You know what I love about tennis? Whenever, this is specifically Federer does this, but other guys do it as well. When they win a trophy, when they win a major, they run over and put on their Rolex. So when they raise up the trophy, the Rolex is in all the pictures, and I'm sure they make tons of money for that. But that's just so tennis, right?
Yes.
Run over, slap on your Rolex so it can be in all the pics when you're holding up your trophy for Wimbledon.
It's outrageous. It is outrageous. But that's the level of accomplishment for a 140-year tournament.
Mm-hmm. At
the Old England Club.
Did you see Prince William and Princess Kate were there?
His Royal Highness. I did not.
His Royal Highness, the... Oh, no. What is he? The Prince of Wales.
Wales?
No, because that's Charles. I don't know. Because he's second in line.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. He's royal.
Stock down to Venus Williams. She had one job. Keep it in the family. She had one job. She couldn't do it. Garbine Muguruza. Is that how you say her name?
Garbage.
That's how we feel about his championship. Take it away from America where it belongs, this British championship. 7-5-6 love. The Spaniard Muguruza defeats Venus Williams. 6-love in the second set. Why don't you just retire after the first one? You get beat 6-love in the second set, Venus. Come on, Venus. I know you're 37, but get with the freaking program on this. Come on, you got to keep it in the family with Serena.
She did have one job. It's kind of sad.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's probably...
Come on.
In all realistic terms here, that's probably her last chance. Because Serena will be back. Coming off the baby, she's going to be back. And Venus will never beat Serena again. So.
Coming off the baby. Coming off the ankle injury / baby. We talk about the baby
coming off
like
the pregnancy,
like a major injury.
Serena has to have a fire gender reveal.
Could you imagine
just
if we were like...
smash a serve?
Yes. Just rip it. Can you imagine if we were like, yeah, Derwin James coming off that baby? Could you imagine
we say
if we
that,
said
though,
that?
With female athletes. Like, I mean, you're coming off a baby.
No,
you know, you got to recover.
Baby.
Boy, it's a tough thing.
Boy, it's been a hard slog back from that baby. Right?
Baby, ACL. I mean... Both tough to recover.
We talked about it a little bit for some reason with Dutch. I should have known better. Stock up to the Nationals. They have now won 4 in a row. They're about to make it 5. They're up 6-1 against my Reds at home, the Reds at home, in the top of the 7th right now. And not only that, but they shored up the one weakness. They had the worst bullpen in baseball. The worst in baseball. 20 games over 500, and their bullpen was an absolute atrocity. The Nationals, though, acquiring via trade over the weekend the two best relievers, arguably, for the Oakland Athletics, where they got Sean Doolittle and they got, I think Ryan Madsen was the other one they got, in exchange for one of their relievers in Blake Treinen and in two prospects. This is a great deal for Washington because they now have guys who have both pitched in the 9th inning. They both pitched in setup roles. I believe that this... by default, even if they're not elite, makes the Nats bullpen viable, and it makes them a viable World Series contender. You cannot take the worst bullpen in baseball into a short playoff series or even a 7-game playoff series and expect to win. Bullpens are very important, especially when everybody's got great starting pitching and you can't just rely on that all the time. Stock up to them for doing what was necessary to bring about that change in their roster. Stock down to the Diamondbacks. You know, it was the Rockies first. And now Arizona sliding a little bit, courtesy of your Atlanta Braves, who got the broomsticks out over the weekend, swept Arizona out of Atlanta, and now the Braves again back at 500. But Arizona lost 4-3, 8-5, 7-1, and, you know, the starting pitching matchups weren't exactly unfavorable to them. They now have lost 5 of 7 and 7 of 9 since dating back before the All-Star break. And they get the Cubs at home for a series this week. This is not a gimme right now for the Diamondbacks. Remember the Rockies were up there, and they had the precipitous slide for about 3 weeks where they just didn't win at all? The Diamondbacks need to avoid that because the Rockies have sort of righted the ship. Ian Desmond's back. They're not tanking as they were. And the Dodgers are playing great baseball. They've won 9 in a row. But the D-backs with 5 consecutive losses dating back to before the break, they need to get something going tonight against the former Kelly Gramlich backed Chicago Cubs. You like the guy or girl who did support one contender in the primary but then threw his weight behind the favorite once it became clear.
I only support winners.
I want people that want to win.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Boone. Stock up to Rudy Gobert. The Jazz have been great about basically telling people, we're not rebuilding, we're just building behind Gobert and building around Gobert. I kind of like this. They're not just seeding that, well, we lost Gordon Hayward, so now let's pal for a year and trying to get the number one pick. They're going to try to win this year. Props to them for not just tanking because one thing didn't go their way.
Yes, but also when you say the Jazz are rebuilding, are they just rebuilding to become a five seed again? You know, like their ceiling is just middle of the pack.
Yeah.
So I don't really, what are you rebuilding to, Jazz? Just mediocrity?
I agree. I agree with that. They're not going to host a playoff game. I mean, because you've got all the powers are in the West, right?
If they were in the East, the Jazz would definitely be in better shape.
They're
going to
be
sure.
A good team. And you know what? Some of these cores, you know what they've done with the youth movement that they've got? They're going to be around when some of these cores either break up or age. Mm-hmm. Like when the Warriors start to age a little bit, they're going to have to do something besides stand around and jack threes.
Steph is immortal.
When the Rockets, you know, Clay is certainly not.
Hold
you know,
on.
Three and D guys age.
Did you see Steph shoot a 68 this past weekend?
Stand by for that.
Okay.
It's coming. Gobert, though, like that Jazz core, when the Clippers core breaks up for good, when they get rid of all of them, when the Rockets, I mean, Harden and Paul are not spring chickens, when they kind of go, when the Thunder break up again, the Jazz are just going to be there sort of in the wake, like walking in, like the car, the first car behind the big wreck that happened. They're just going to be like, dun, 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 like walking into the three seed or something when the Warriors are still great for a minute. Maybe the Lakers, if they get this super team put together, whatever. They're going to be good because they've kept that core together and because they didn't say, well, we're going to lose next year. So let's just trade Gobert for 90 draft picks and just have all the draft picks. They're going to actually keep their young talent, which is nice. Stock down to Maurice Spates, who still doesn't have a home. Go to your home. There's a reason for a team not to employ Maurice Spates, but apparently he wanted more money than the Hawks are willing to give in their current tanking state, where they have nothing of value to offer to anybody.
The Hawks strike me kind of like the Jazz. Your ceiling is your ceiling. Even though the Hawks were a one seed a few years ago, they still found a way to lose.
It's the roof, is it not?
Their ceiling is the floor, in a way.
That's messed up. The Hawks really don't, like, they have no good players right now.
Yeah.
They overpaid Dennis Schroeder, who took a step back once he got the big contract. It's always a danger to do that. Now they just have nothing. They have nothing of consequence to offer people. And so Spades is still available. He's going to sign with somebody, but it might be on a one-year deal, and it might be for not a lot of money. We really don't know what that landscape is going to look like for him, but I'm surprised that he's still out there as a guy who has played on successful Warriors teams and does provide good face-up perimeter shooting. He reminds me a little bit of, like, slightly past his prime, David West, where the mid-range game is good, the toughness, the back to the basket, he's got a little bit of that.
They also look similar, if you think of Maurice Spates and David West.
I know. That they don't have much lift on their jump shot. They, you know,
they're bald.
He's a little frowny. He's got that, you know, that resting face issue that we talk about sometimes. He does have it. So, kind of him and Kendrick Perkins.
RBF.
Hold it down. Yeah. So, I mean, I think Maurice Spates would be great for a contender, especially if you're a team looking for toughness. Rockets, maybe, who are, like, soft and, like, frilly little guys dancing, you know, flitting around the perimeter like soft as Charmin.
Harden may be soft, but with those new contracts, he's going to be worth about $500 million.
I know, which is outrageous.
If you had the Adidas money.
Stock up to Steph Curry. Your boy Steph shot 68 in a charity golf tournament
this
weekend.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Would you like to speak more on this?
Well,
I don't have much to say
about
it.
The man is just, he shot a 68. He eagled 18, which is unreal. He's a great golfer. And it just adds to his other skill set. I mean, Jordan was a great golfer as well, but I guess it wasn't as high profile. He wasn't playing in these celebrity tournaments and stuff when he was still an active NBA player. But I did see some behind the scenes footage from that tournament, and I saw two hilarious things. One was Aaron Rodgers throwing a touchdown to Steph, who ran a route, juked a guy, and caught it on a tee box. And then another one, they put a hoop on some tee box, and Tony Romo took a basketball in a snap, took the snap with the basketball, dropped back, threw a pass to Steph, and Steph alley-ooped it. I thought that was fun. And they were all playing with JT. JT was there too, your boy.
Exactly. As you would. As you would.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Well done, Steph, with the celebrity
golf.
Are
you still mad he's playing in the web.com tournament?
Nah, not really. I was never that mad about it.
The guy can play.
I understand the argument against it, but I was never mad about it. And stock down Alonzo Ball because he's playing great, but nobody really cares because we're trying to figure out if he's actually going to sign with Nike after all.
What if this was all a scam? I mean, I'm so confused by the big baller brand because he's wearing everybody else's shoe, and I don't even doubt it that it's just another publicity stunt thought up by his dad. just this idea that he might not sign. Now we're talking about it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just outrageous. He wore
if the
Curry.
If the price is right, we'll do the Nike stuff.
He wore the Curry 3s last night or the night before.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Your big baller brand sucks so bad that the only player wearing it can't even wear it in games.
Shouldn't the story be that he is actually playing well? I mean, can we talk about him in basketball for maybe 2 seconds?
Well, then we're like, oh, he's playing well. Then he hurts himself. We're like, oh, man, we just started to care about your game. Oh, he's got a double-double. The guy
must
with
have been
points
the
and assists. Unbelievable. Stock down to him. I mean, your shoes that cost $8 trillion should probably not suck so bad that the one guy wearing them wants to give it up after 2 games. Get that out of here, big baller brand. Suck it up, Cookie. Wear shoes that other people wear. Or get off my lawn. I don't know what any of that means. Final segment. We'll set the stage for tomorrow next.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
If your business relies on dependable transportation from your medium and heavy-duty fleet trucks, then Advanced Maintenance should be your next call. Advanced Maintenance provides superior on-site maintenance that saves you precious time. Their free maintenance management program manages your fleet's usage and keeps track of all your service needs so you don't have to. And they even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Hey, this is Joseph from Local Q, inviting you to come try our famous house smoked wings. Tossed in our signature barbecue rub, these wings are sure to leave an impression. Pick between any of our 10 sauces, including a blueberry chipotle barbecue, coconut curry, and inferno for the daring. We also offer great lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and a unique brunch menu Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive, Suite 7, or online at www.localq.com. Remember, Local Q is 21 and up at all times with a valid ID.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio furniture and save during the summer clearance sale. Everything in stock is clearance priced on brands like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Panamint, Lloyd Flanders, Resista, and Meadowcraft. It's the summer patio furniture clearance sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
On the quirky side, it's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, so how you can
this just in. I've received an urgent and horrifying news story. What?
It's not horrifying.
No, that's the clip, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
You were like, right before we got back.
No,
I can't
but,
believe you did that.
Oh.
I can't believe you did. You're like, can you do the Ron Burgundy breaking news?
But all I wanted you to do was
breaking news. That's not Ron Burgundy, necessarily.
But that's just a small clip.
Okay. Breaking news.
Thank you. That's all I need.
This, Justin.
Is not horrifying, but it is breaking news, and it matters greatly to our show.
Can we say this? I want everyone to stop what you're doing and listen.
Yes.
That's the part.
Great stuff. Headline. Dun, dun. Wait, no. Hold on.
Yeah. Just. Yeah.
Headline.
Yeah. You just you said it all kinds of big.
I know.
Quark,
I know.
Urgent and horrifying.
I'm killing
this
it.
This just in.
I'm killing this segment.
Okay. What is that?
This is serious.
That is only for urgent and horrifying headlines.
This is not a joking matter. Headline: Chick-fil-A's menu is getting a family-friendly makeover with mac and cheese and baked beans. This is huge news. This is huge. I'll continue. Chick-fil-A is expanding their menu in a big way. The fast food chain announced they're testing family-style meals and two new sides, mac and cheese and bacon baked beans, yum, in three cities starting on Monday, today. Similar to KFC's bucket meals, customers can enjoy one entree, two sides, and eight mini rolls for $29.99.
What?
This is huge news.
They're basically going to do KFC's job.
But better.
For it, and also be Chick-fil-A. That's so what you're telling me?
You can get, this is basically the family four pack. You can get 30 chicken nuggets or 12 chicken strips.
That's a lot. The family four pack, there are guys out there that are like, family one pack. That's what I say. One pack with a 30.
You can also get four chicken breasts, grilled or fried. So you get the meat portion. Then you add in your kettle cooked bacon baked beans, fruit bowl, three cheese blend mac and cheese, a salad, or their superfood, which no one's getting that.
What's their superfood?
Kale and broccolini with dried cherries, nuts, and maple vinaigrette dressing.
That's great. You know what I wish they'd do? Nix that. Bring back the oatmeal for breakfast.
Mm.
They apparently gave the stores the option to bring. I need that in my life. The whole grain oatmeal. I'm the only guy on the planet that got it. I used to get two of those. That was like, sometimes that was just my breakfast.
Could you be okay with them bringing in mac and cheese instead? I'm good with the mac and cheese.
I don't know.
This
I
is the know. Thing is, and this might be unhealthy, but I have just such a blind trust with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Anything they do, I just trust them.
They know
what they're doing.
I'm going to agree with that. I will say I'm a mac and cheese snob. Like I need it to be processed in a box. For me to eat that thing, I'm the only guy in the South. Me and my dad, we're the only people in the South that just prefer the professionals.
All right, well, you're an outlier.
Yeah.
The bacon baked beans sound good.
That actually, I'm not a big baked beans person,
oh
but
my
that
gosh.
That bacon baked beans is outstanding.
So we're just going to have to turn Quack's mic off for a second because he's not supporting Chick-fil-A here. And it is kind of funny, when I do click your mic off, I do realize the power I have over here. He's trying to talk.
My gosh.
I'll bring you back.
Get out of here with this. There's a lot of power over there. There's a lot. No one man should have all that power, as they say.
It may or may not be going to my head, the power I have.
Mercy.
With the buttons.
Goodness gracious.
I just thought that people should know about the breaking news.
Texter says Spates is the worst defensive four in the league. That's true. I just need him to score like eight off the bench and not suck on defense. Can he not suck on defense? The right coach can. I believe that the right coach, With the right mindset, can make anybody do anything for a short period of time.
Now, D'Antoni's not exactly the right coach with the right mindset to make Maurice Spates play defense.
Let's not. He's not good on defense, but he does seem like the guy. Now, again, his game is a little bit soft and frilly, but he seems like the guy that would take a hard foul and just like walk around.
He looks intimidating.
Right? I mean, maybe he's charming and soft like the rest of the Rockets are. I'm just saying. Like, is Clint Capella going to set the tone for the Rockets next year defensively?
No.
Or do they need somebody like this to go bludgeon somebody to death, Bill Laimbeer style? Speaking of that, I watched the Celtics-Lakers this weekend, that documentary. Oh, man, it's good. It is all 5 hours.
You
it
watched
was really
all
good.
Five hours?
I watched
hours?
The whole thing. Well, I mean, you know, you fast forward through the commercials of DVR. But, yeah, I watched the whole thing Saturday morning, afternoon.
Hmm.
It was really, really good. Absolutely. What are you saying? What? Oh, the golf. I was like, what are you talking? What are you doing? I for some reason, I'm only thinking about this gender reveal. I thought you were swinging at the gender reveal thing. Like the guy on Twitter, the baseball guy. Anyway, the Dabo Swinney media golf outing. We're going to have dinner at his house tonight, which is always great fun. It's always a lot of laughs and a really good time. And it's also totally, completely, 100% off the record.
Mm.
So anything goes there. Sometimes there's players, a bunch of media in there. And it's just a fun time. Like, you get to hang out with Miss Kathleen, who's awesome. All his kids are there. Like, it's a really non-intense, time where people are going to be at each other's throats for the next few months can, like, you know, all join hands and sing Kumbaya around a campfire. That's how it feels.
That's so nice.
And Dabo's going to yell at the media once a month from now to the start of the season, probably starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact. There might be a scolding. I have a suspicion that we're going to see, Dabo's going to be, not, Dabo likes us, and I'm pretty sure he likes Brad too. We're all going to be live. Brad's going to be there, Ben, and the two of us. We're all going to be there live at the Reserve tomorrow. So it's going to be fun. We've got assistant coaches for days lined up from 9 until afternoon sometime, where it goes to about 12:30, I would imagine, because then Dabo speaks on the putting green, and then we go play golf at 1. That's probably what's going to happen. But one thing that I think is going to come out tomorrow is that Dabo Swinney was asked a lot of questions, not by us, obviously, for well-chronicled reasons. He asked a lot of questions about Deshaun Watson, Jordan Leggett, Mike Williams, Ben Boulware, Carlos Watkins, and the like. Essentially, players that aren't, Wayne Gallman, Jay Guillermo, players that are not there anymore. Dabo Swinney, I think, and based on my conversations with several people there and not there, I think he probably is a little tired of that line of questioning that he got from people. I mean, at one point, he actually looked and he's like, boy, what are we going to do? Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do without all these guys? You know, he just gave that little, not the that's bull crap. Not bull crap, Dabo, but just the, like, what a funny question. Oh, my gosh. Oh, golly gee willikers. I haven't thought about that before. However will we, you know, gosh, whatever will we do? Like damsel in distress stuff. And Dabo's like, that's not how we think about it. We have good players here. I would imagine we are going to hear from, see that type of Dabo tomorrow at the golf course.
Without a doubt. And that's the way you have to respond to a season after you win a national title, because you never want to harp on what happened previously. No matter, and every coach will say that, whether it was a good year, bad year, whatever, you're always looking forward to the next season. And it can be tough, because I think part of me, I'll just be honest, and part of a lot of Clemson fans, even though you're so hungry for football, which we all are, you just kind of want to hold on to what just happened because it was so incredible. And you know, realistically, it probably won't happen again this year. Maybe in the future, but you just never know. It's such a lightning in the bottle, you know, situation to even win a national title, no matter what program you are. So there's part of at least the fan in me that wants to hold on to it and not even kick the ball off yet, because you just don't want it to end. But in the end, you have to play again. 2017's coming around. And of course, we're all going to be excited when it does, because it is football. But I think for some people, it is kind of hard to separate what just happened. And Dabo's whole point is, look, we celebrated for 6 months, right? I mean, we've been celebrating literally for 6 months. And it's time to move on. It's time to... It's a disservice to keep talking about last year's team when you have so many guys on this year's team that are working hard and trying to make their mark and trying to make this season as good as it can be. It is time to move on, even if some people don't want to.
It's kind of interesting to think about this. I actually, on the way over here today, I was spitballing some stuff, and maybe this will be a full show later on. But if you think about Alabama's program under Nick Saban, the best thing about it is the consistency. That's what separates Saban from everybody else. Other teams, other programs have teams that are capable of winning championships. He has one that's capable of winning a championship every year, right?
No matter what.
But the first time that he at Alabama had to defend a national title, they went 10-3. Defending a title is the most difficult thing to do in sports. The Cubs are seeing it right now. One game over 500 with a lot of the same players, and there's just not the drive and determination. Once you get to the mountaintop, it's hard to motivate that very next group. And then you learn things you did well and things you didn't do well. And if there's one thing we can say about Dabo Swinney at Clemson, it's that he has skipped steps in the process where he hasn't, you know, been beaten in the college football playoff before he gets to the final and been beaten in the final before he wins one. He hasn't had to go through this long slog where he does it like over a period of several years. But there has had to be consistency, and they've had to learn how to be consistent as a program. This might be a year where they might win 10 games like Alabama did back in 2010, but they might lose 3 times along the way, and that's just, you know, maybe Alabama needed to do that before they could go 12-1, 13-1, and win back-to-back titles and 11 and 12.
Right. This program has been consistent ever since 2011.
For sure.
Now, it's more, how do you define consistency now for this program? Is it just winning 10 games? Which I say just, but winning 10 games is an accomplishment. I mean, that would be consistency. But is it more, you know, winning the ACC? And it just matters what's possible for this team, and we're not sure yet. I think winning 10 games this year would continue the consistent narrative for Clemson.
Alabama, in all its greatness in the last decade or so, has only won